So good morning, guys. I literally just woke up so stressed out thinking about how I have to record this and do other things while also doing my master's. So I was like, let me just record this and use this to de-stress, seeing as the topic I'll be talking about today is what is stressing me out. So today we'll be talking about consistency and asking ourselves if we can really have consistency. So if you follow me on Instagram, by the way, you are speaking to Medlin Benidoa. That is my name, and I am the owner of TTWM, and the full meaning of that is Talk Time with M. And it's basically just a space where I just talk about things that I kind of have experienced, so I am very interested in talking about. And this will be mostly life topics, life related topics. And yeah, that's just basically what Talk Time with M is about. And as I said earlier, we'll be talking about if we can really hack consistency. And I'm going to start with the reason why I'm talking about it. So it was a popular question that I got from Instagram. I don't know if you've been subscribed to my YouTube channel or if you have been following me on Instagram for a while, then you would know that that's like a popular question people ask me. And this topic was brought about because people saw me posting every week, especially with YouTube. YouTube, I post once a week on my YouTube channel. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's also creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can also make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's literally everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. I'm like doing my very best to keep up with it. And Instagram as well, I post like maybe 3 times a week. And I do get questions. I think sometimes even on Twitter. But Twitter, I'm not really consistent. I just post whatever I post on Instagram and YouTube on Twitter. So people always just ask me, how are you so consistent? Or, whenever they share my things to their story, they are like, sis is 1,000% consistent with her work, and I stan, giving me like really cute messages. And I do actually get asked that. I've been asked that question, I think, since maybe last year or 2019. I think what actually prompted me to make this episode was because I got a question. I think it was from Baby Girl too. So I don't know if you guys know her. I think it was on Twitter. I think I tweeted that, oh, I'm recording so-and-so tomorrow. I just finished recording this today and then I'm doing that tomorrow. Or, oh yeah, I think it was that I said that I finished recording for the whole of January or something like that. I mentioned one whole month and the month was actually like down the line. And she was just like, ah, like, how are you even doing this? That, how do you really do this thing? You get what I mean? And I was like, don't worry, I got you. Like, I'll, maybe make a video about it. And that was just what kind of prompted me, because it's like, do people really care about the consistency? Like, are people really wanting to know how I stay consistent? And so I just decided to do this episode. I was about to say video. sorry, I'm still getting used to the fact that this is a podcast. But yeah, that's what prompted me to basically do this episode. So let's just get into it. The first thing I'm gonna let you guys know is that there is no hack for consistency. Like, there's no ultimate hack. There's no one thing you have to do to be consistent. It's really just a personal thing. That's what I would say. So don't necessarily beat yourself up if what I'm about to tell you doesn't really work for you, or if it starts working and then it stops. Don't beat yourself up about it. Just find what works for you and use that. But I'm going to tell you guys what works for me. So I'm going to, before I even like tell you guys what works for me, I'm going to start with the time, or tell you about the time that I decided to be consistent and how things have been going since then. So this was in 2018. Yes, I think I went home for summer. Yes, I went back to Nigeria for summer in 2018. And at that point, I wasn't even consistent with my YouTube channel. And I'm talking about YouTube now. And I think YouTube and Instagram kind of like intertwine together, but my main focus at that point was YouTube, because if I'm posting on YouTube, then at least I'll have like a preview or something to post on Instagram. So I wasn't fully consistent with YouTube at that point. And when I was back home, sorry, you might be hearing a lot, but I'm gonna do my very best to edit it out. But yeah, when I was back home in Nigeria, I think I was kind of like preparing to come back, after summer. And my sister was telling me, my sister Queeneth, I don't know if you guys know her, she was telling me, you need to be consistent with YouTube. And I'm like, sis, you can see that I'm literally preparing to go back to school. It's not easy. Like, I just pointed out how school was kind of like the main factor as to what is keeping me from being consistent. And she was like, so, like, there are other people who are in school and also creating content and also putting things out. You can do it as well. And I was like, what? Because personally, like I always used to see people do that as well. And sometimes, like when I see people being consistent, I never thought that they were in school, honestly, until she actually brought to my attention that there are actually people in school that are posting and they are consistent. So why can't you? And that's one thing my parents always like to do, or I've noticed that my family members like to do. Like they are always not necessarily using other people, but they say other people have done it, so you can do it too. Like, don't think that you can't do it because of your situation. Like, you can do it. Other people have done it. You don't know what their situation was, but you have your situation and you can do it. And the only way you know if you can do it is if you try, right? So after she, told me about that, after she kind of gave me that advice, literally ever since then, I have been consistent with my content on YouTube. Like, I have been posting every week, except, when I say, oh, guys, there won't be a video next week because of so and so. But yeah, I have been posting every week. So I think the first thing I'll tell you guys is that it's all about your mindset. So if you have that mindset where you want to be consistent with whatever you're putting out, it will kind of like really shape how you view things or how you do things. So that's the first thing I'm going to tell you. Your mindset is really key when it comes to being consistent. The next thing I'm going to say is right now, I'm currently doing my master's, and I'm doing my master's in artificial intelligence. So the amount of work that I have to do is twice as much, and it is more difficult for me to be consistent. So the fact that I'm even able to still be consistent now is actually mind-blowing to me, because like I said at the beginning of this episode, I was like stressed out, thinking of which one to do first, and I was like, let me just do this to de-stress. So I guess what I'm about to tell you is kind of like really working for me, even though I'm doing my master's and it's a lot. Hopefully it would work for you too. Okay, so the first thing on my list here is to have your goals down for the week. So before, I would use my notes app to write down all the things that I have to do, kind of like a to-do list basically. But now I use this thing called Microsoft OneNote. My sister Yvonne introduced me to that. So Microsoft OneNote is just an app where you can just plan things out. And I literally have a tab for every single thing that I'm doing. Medlands Avenue, my YouTube channel, Medlands Avenue, the blog, my Instagram, my TikTok, what else? Talk Time with M. And even MBU styles, which you guys will know more about in the future. And I just have those separate tabs where I schedule things or where I write down my to-do list for each of those things that I have that I'm doing. So I would really suggest that, because I am a very visual person. So I like to really see the things that I have to do or look at like a plan set out. So the first thing is just to have your goals down for the week. If you can also use your notes app, like I said, and then plan each day at the beginning of every week and make a calendar out of it. So every Sunday before I go to bed that Sunday, I will plan down every single thing that I will do from Monday to Tuesday to Wednesday to Thursday to Friday to Saturday. Also school as well, not only content creation, school as well. So I would plan down and write down every single thing I have to do for every day of the week, just so I can have like an objective for every week, right? So I know when to wake up, so I know when to go to bed, I know when to eat, things like that. Because I feel like when you are able to kind of plan out or have like a schedule or have like a calendar, it kind of really shapes how you move. So for me, that I have like a calendar, I always end up waking up, let's say at 8 a.m. so I can work out at 9, and then if I have classes, I'll enter that's like whenever classes start. So I feel like planning kind of like really shapes your day for you, and it also makes you feel very confident waking up because you have things to do, right? Not that like you would sleep and then you wake up and you're like, oh my gosh, what do I have to do today? And then you just end up going back to bed because you don't have a plan set out. So I feel like having a plan or having a calendar for every week would really, really help you to stay motivated and stay focused. And then the next thing I would say is to try and be ambitious, but don't beat yourself up about not completing all the tasks, right? So I'm going to give you guys a personal example. So I'm a very, very ambitious person, and I'm going to give you guys like maybe under my content creation agenda for yesterday was Tuesday, right? Oh no, sorry, yesterday was Wednesday. So for Wednesday, or let me even give you what I had done for Monday because Monday was the worst. So for Monday, I was to create a MailChimp to send it out, like a mail letter to send it out to my subscribers. I was also supposed to create a blog post. I was supposed to record 3 outfits for TikTok. I was supposed to record what I wear for Front Row Part 4, Part 5, and Part 6. I was also supposed to record an unboxing video. Like you guys can hear the list of things that I have. So I'm a very, very ambitious person. All these lists of things, I was actually supposed to do them the week before, but I really could not achieve it. And one thing I've noticed is that I usually beat myself up about not completing tasks, but it's really okay because you might be a very ambitious person, but your body is really tired because sometimes your body might not be used to working that long, which is perfectly fine. You know, you kind of have to work on it. You kind of have to use or make your body be consistent so that it can adjust to that. And that was my next point, which is some days your body will want to give up, but if you try to be consistent for a week, your body will adjust to it. Okay. So being ambitious is really, really good. I think it's always good to have down a bunch of things to do because that way, when you're crossing it off, like let's say you have 8 things to do, like for that Monday, now let me use myself. For that Monday, I had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8 things, right? Yes. I had 8 things to do, but I only completed 7 out of 8. That is like a huge plus because you completed most of the things that you were supposed to do, which is really, really good. So having a bunch of things to do is really good, and that way you can cross them off as you go. And you know, at the end of the day, even if you didn't complete everything, you can just look back at what you were able to achieve, which means time has not been wasted at all. So those are just the things that I have. And the last thing I would say is to make a playlist of songs that get you in a good mood and play it while you're completing all these tasks. So for me, I have this feel good music playlist on my Apple Music. I'm going to give you guys my Apple Music name just in case you guys might want to check out my playlist because I have multiple playlists. And my Apple Music name is Methan Ben. So I have this feel good music playlist where I literally play it when I'm about to start working, to kind of like use myself or just to kind of like use the music rather to just feel good as I'm doing the things that I want to do. You know, imagine Kilo Fesce playing when you're trying to complete your task. Like you'd be gingered to, you know, complete your task. So I feel like having a playlist would really, really help. So I'm just gonna wrap things up and come to a conclusion because I really didn't want this to be like a long episode since it's just me that's on here. So the first thing I was gonna say, like just to round things up, is if there's a passion for your objectives, like for all the things you have down to do, if you have a passion for it, then you will make time for it. Because that's one thing I've noticed when people ask me, you know, how to be consistent, and I kind of respond to them because there's people that I actually reply to personally, and then they just tell me there's just no time. I want to say I understand because I was in your shoes maybe in 2018 or before 2018. When I would say there's no time for it, life really comes at you real quick, honestly. There are so many things that you have to do, right? But if you actually love this thing, then you will make time for it. Trust me when I say that. If you really like it, you make time for it. Even, you know, as you're complaining that there's no time, you're spending time thinking about it. So that is you already making time. It might not be a lot of time, but you're making time for it. So if you really have a passion for this thing or for these objectives that you have down, then you will make time for it. And then another thing I was going to say, just pray, pray, pray. Okay, ask God to help you because sometimes we can't necessarily do this on our own and we just need a boost. So it's really, really good to pray. And then as you guys know, if you listen to the previous episode with Adrian, I always talk about, you know, a song or a playlist or an album that is on repeat for now and why. And I would say what I've been listening to currently is just my Summer Feels playlist. I have been listening to that a lot. And my Summer Feels playlist is on my Apple Music as well. And I just listen to this to just kind of get me ready for summer because I am honestly just ready for summer. So I think that's the current playlist that I have been bumping to recently. And also my Holiday in Nigeria playlist because I've literally just been thinking about Nigeria for a while now. I haven't been back in Nigeria since 2019. So that is crazy. So I've just been thinking about Nigeria and just summer or December in Lagos. And yeah, like those are just the two playlists I've been listening to, my Summer Feels playlist and my Holiday in Nigeria playlist. And these are both on my Apple Music, so you can check them out at Medlin Ben. But I know the handle for Apple Music is Medlin underscore Ben, but if you search Medlin Ben, you should find it. And yeah, don't forget to keep up with the conversation on social media by using the hashtag TTWM the podcast. I would like to know what you guys think, and I will talk to you guys soon. Bye, guys.